take the good, you take the bad, you take them both, and there you have Dan and Jay. Dan and Jay. That's it.
Oh, I'm so excited. Oh, man. I feel like every week it should be a new 80s sitcom. It'd be good.
And there's plenty to choose from.
There are. There's Facts of Life, Golden Girls. They don't really say Golden Girls in the theme, though.
The Golden Girls. The Golden Girls.
That was how every 80s theme song went, right?
It was.
How you doing, Dan?
I'm here.
Cool. That's neat. So, have you gotten any suggestions as to where to put the Dan and Jay's Comedy Hour headquarters?
Just that one from our cohort, Matt Sachs.
Mm-hmm. Wait, what was? I didn't see that suggestion.
Yeah, he commented on the actual link on Facebook saying that we should move to Minneapolis.
All right, I like Minneapolis. Minneapolis is nice. It's got a theater community.
Have an Austin, Texas quarter? That was the key, though. Well, one of the big keys.
It is one of the keys, but they're hard to find. Let's be honest. I mean, I don't think we should limit ourselves to places with an Austin quarter.
Okay.
That's my thing. I think we should be willing to, there's no better word for this, gentrify that toward Austin.
Okay.
We can start our own quarter, is what I'm saying.
I gotcha.
Anyway, not us. Whoever moves to the headquarters.
Yeah, I'm we're not gonna be there. Mm-hmm. You'll probably never see us.
I mean, maybe we want like a ribbon cutting or something
that's what the stand-ins are for.
Oh, that's true. Have you ever told have we mentioned who our stand-ins are? I mean, they're pretty famous. It's a little weird that we haven't mentioned that before.
I don't know that we have.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's never really been important.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's debatable whether or not these people are important. I mean, they are because they're our standard, but mine's Macaulay Culkin, in case you guys are not aware.
And mine's the late Casey Kasem.
That is exactly right. So, I mean, it's going to be problematic for future ribbon cutting. We haven't thought about that, have we?
What? He's still going to them.
Oh. Oh, so they're wheeling him in anyway?
Okay. Yeah, I had them, like, zip tie him to an Asimo.
Oh, okay.
He can walk downstairs, motherfucker.
That's true. I like this idea an awful lot. Is he preserved in some manner? Like,
is that a thing you're supposed to do?
Usually with dead bodies. Traditionally, one starts with an embalming situation, but if people are going to be seeing them for long, you replace the blood with formaldehyde and other...
That's gross.
It is gross. It is gross, but it's a dead body to begin with.
He was fine before.
Well, yeah. Yeah, that's... But he's going to slowly rot, is what I'm saying. Bodies rot when they die? Do you know about this?
Well, let's get Janice to take a look in the closet and just make sure everything's okay.
All right, that's fine. Just... You know, hold on real quick. Maybe I'll text her. Let me just pull her up. Do you have her number? Oh, wait, I think I have her new number. Here. Let's see here. Janice. All right, Janice, please open the Kasem closet. Check on Casey. And send. There we go. Oh, I copied you on it.
Okay,
that's
good.
What happened. So,
as well you should. I mean, we all need to know what's going on.
Let me know if she hits you back.
Okay, I will.
Or me, I guess. But it's a group message, so if she's polite, she'll respond to everybody involved. She'll understand why you're CC'd on this.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah. Is there a deaf copy? There's a blind copy. There should be a deaf carbon copy. That's all I got. I don't want to expand on that. Just funny words.
Yep.
Jason plays with funny words. Oh, I've lowered my seat. You can barely see me. Oh, there we go. There's top of my head now. So, what are we discussing this week, Dan Gomiller?
This week we are discussing our sketch on our first "quote unquote" produced album.
"Quote unquote" album. "Quote unquote."
"Quote unquote"
comedy.
"Quote unquote." Titled "Shoestrings: The Demo."
Yes.
And we are going to discuss the Titanic sketch, which we felt was like a flagship sketch for that album.
And that is the first one on the album. That's why
I picked it. Can't be more flagship than that.
That is absolutely true. It's an actual ship. It's probably the best produced thing on the whole thing anyway. So, so if you guys, if any of you listen, God, well, if any of you are even listening now, great. But if any of you listen to the Comedy on Vinyl podcast on our 100th episode last year, I was interviewed about Shoestrings, because I actually thought my buddy Matt Lieberman is like, I'll interview you. I was like, cool, I'll pick an album. And he's like, oh, I thought we were going to do your album. And I'm like, all right, I guess that's a thing we could do, because I don't know why anybody would want to talk about it. Also, wasn't released on vinyl, because that would never happen. But so we talked about it. But I also feel like when we talk about these tracks, each of these, however many tracks it was, I'm not going to leave it on you, but I've talked about all these, and I felt, you know, kind of bad that you couldn't be there for it. So I feel like, you know, when we do a track from this album, I feel like we should have Dan do most of the work, is what I'm saying. I mean, I could talk about making it and writing it, yeah, and all that stuff, but to be fair, I mean,
well, here at this, in our podcast, we expound upon each individual track, as that opposed
is true.
To
that is true. And I only, we only kind of went down, like, you know, what their notes were. Okay, so there's 10 tracks. We went through it in an hour and talked about it in general, and it was a chance to talk again about making one of the first viral videos, because I try and put that in everything I talk about to anybody. Like, God damn it, people, it happened.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so this is, 2001, so not 4 years after the movie Titanic came out, but I was always obsessed with the Titanic, to be fair.
Yes.
Like, as a kid, I had a bunch of books. Well, I at least read a bunch of books on the Titanic. I loved Robert Ballard. He was my buddy in my head. I thought we were going to be friends. I mean, he had a robot called Jason, so.
Right, so it's pretty obvious what mm-hmm. happened there.
Exactly right. And I thought it would be fun to do a very clear Monty Python ripoff that took place on the Titanic sinking. What really happened?
What really happened, you guys?
Mm-hmm. April 14th, 1912.
Captain, we're out of the red flare, sir.
What? How in all hell?
Destroyed, sir. They were shooting seagulls with them.
Damn it. What can we do?
All we've got is the white flares, sir.
Then we'll have to shoot off the white ones, man.
But, sir, we can't.
Why's that?
Those are the everything's okay over here flares.
Damn it. We'll have to try.
Meanwhile, aboard a strangely undetected nearby ship.
Captain, flares ahead.
Where?
In the sky, sir.
Ah, there they are. Oh, no need to worry, yeoman. They're the everything's okay over here flares. And a good thing, too. It's about time to settle in. Tell O'Leary and Havlick to bring us back the boats what we loaded with food, supplies, and warm, dry clothing. Seeing as everything's all right over there, I believe we should head back to shore.
O'Leary and Havlick, get everything together. It's time for a party!
Meanwhile, back on the Titanic. That is to say, another part of the Titanic.
The flares aren't working, boys!
Oh, they're working fine, sir.
Fine?
Oh, yes, sir, we've hit three already.
Damn it, man, those are for the other ships!
Oh, sorry, sir.
Shoot them at the ships!
No, man, no! They need to see them. It would probably be nicer for them if they weren't to sink. Besides, there aren't any ships in plain view.
Nonsense, sir. There's one headed away from us in the distance.
Meanwhile, back on the other ship.
Sir, do you see the ship in the distance?
I do. Tell O'Leary to... Oh, good God, they're firing upon us. Run!
Oh, no, sorry, sir. Guess I was wrong.
Damn you, man. You are dismissed.
Oh, thank you, sir. I've been up all night. Should the captain need me, sir, I'll be in my quarters. Good night, Captain.
Seaman! Crewman Schilling, I think you'll find your bunk a bit wet.
No, sir, it'll have dried off from this morning.
No, the ship, it's sinking.
Oh, I hardly think so, sir. If we were sinking, why would we be wasting all the flares on those sea pigeons and using the life belts for throwing discs, sir?
The what?
You put them on so you don't drown.
Damn it, man, the ship's sinking and you're not helping a bit. Get over here and help us get the passengers in boats.
Sir, I've just been informed that the ship is sinking.
I've just been yelling all that!
I know, sir, that's where I heard it. I think I have an idea how to save more passengers.
Anything, boy.
I think we'll be fine, sir, if we can get the boat onto some dry land. It's sure to stop it from sinking.
Wonderful idea, son. Set a course for dry land. Tear out the telegraph and burn the lifeboats. It's time for celebration. We're home free!
Yeah! Woo!
This isn't the only what really happened sketch on the album.
Oh, it's really
either.
Not. That's a good point. There's a lot of those. Out of the 10 tracks, there's this and Lizzie Borden, right? Those are the two? Those are the mm-hmm. two that are historical in nature.
And hysterical always.
Let's play a clip. Did we play a clip just there?
Captain! Flares ahead!
And I do this voice, which I don't know what it is.
It's a lot of us doing as many different English-sounding accents as we can, which are
it's
not...
It's the okay everything's okay over here, Flares.
I know it's a silly joke, but I'm still super proud of that joke. I really like that joke. It's dumb. I mean, see, guys, why would somebody make a thing because it's safe? Why announce?
Yeah, why would you have to fire off some flares to just let people know you're okay?
We assume things are okay.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, guys?
But honestly, maybe we shouldn't.
Exactly.
Given the number of disasters out there in the world,
Dan's exactly
maybe
right.
We should be assuming everything is terrible mm-hmm. unless someone says otherwise.
Every household should be given a flare so that each yes. day at the same time we all shoot off a flare. To say everything's cool, and then we look and see, hey, where weren't flares coming from, and we go check on them, and then fewer yeah. people would die.
Fact.
Exactly right. Now,
because the people in trouble don't tend to be able to set off their flares. Maybe they're, you know, mm-hmm. pinned under a dresser or something. Mm-hmm.
Everybody comes to rescue after the mandatory 1 hour waiting period where we wait for all the flares to fizzle out and hopefully not start any forest fires.
Exactly.
So can you imagine an entire town shooting?
Quite frankly, what we do is we do two flares.
Uh-huh.
We do one flare, wait half an hour, do another flare mm-hmm. to make sure there isn't a forest fire.
Okay, yep.
Because
that's true.
Otherwise,
everything's fine. So somebody who's in the forest is like, hey, no forest fire here. Exactly right. I think I've even got in the drawing for Titanic. We did drawings. I was just specifically searching for this because I'm going to turn each track into a video so we can put them on the YouTube. But we did drawings for all but two of the tracks on here.
I think so, yeah.
We didn't do Lizzie Borden for whatever reason.
Yeah.
And we didn't do Planet Kissed, although I thought I remembered you making one. So I can't... Maybe
no,
exists.
I made Swiss Sponges.
You just made Swiss
Sponges. I
don't
remember doing one for Planet Kissed.
You're right, okay. So anyway, long story short, this is a track about the Titanic and, you know, how it really sank. And it's very silly and very goofy. There's one joke that I cut out because it was too much. I remember that distinctly.
The one when you yell, semen!
Yes. And then I can't remember exactly how it goes, but then someone yells feces. I don't remember. It was a dumb joke. It was. I'm glad it was cut. But I can't remember the specifics of it. Do you remember? I have to have the clip somewhere sitting around.
I don't.
Why don't you remember, Dan?
I don't remember it. I don't have any of the raw clips anymore. I lost that hard drive.
Yeah, I have most of those at the very least. So if I go to Titanic, I wonder if I've got, nope, just burbles,
script.
Just sound effects is what I have sitting here. I know I have them. Yeah, there's a ton of raw stuff in here.
Don't you have the script still?
I do have the script somewhere. That's a really good point. but yeah, because I thought it would be funny if somebody yelled semen and then somebody else yelled feces. It's such a stupid fucking joke. So we recorded this in my bedroom, correct? Or was this at your... No,
this is at my house.
Are you sure? Because I know we recorded some stuff at my house, in my bedroom. I have, like, pictures. Pictures of us recording
well, maybe
in my
we
room.
Did the dialogue there. I mean, all the sound effects for it were at my house.
Definitely the sound effects were at your house. That's absolutely true. I think we did some of it anyway at...
We might have done the dialogue at your house.
I think actually. that
because I have a clear memory of recording the Foley.
Okay. Yeah. Because one of the things we talked about on Comedy on Vinyl, but I think it's good to mention. Like my favorite part of doing these has always been doing the sound effects and adding on to the dumb shit that we've just written because you know the more elaborate you make the environment in which this dumb thing is happening and these people are saying these really stupid things, the funnier it is to me.
Yeah, the more alive you make it.
Mm-hmm. And I think it is pretty good. Like, I mean, and it's accurate. The background is accurate in that the song that is playing when they go. By the way, that's the other thing about this album. I want to re-release it, but none of these tracks are usable unless we find out who made the ones. Because I sourced one or two. Actually, a few of these don't have any source music, but like I put some generic violin playing of the song that was actually playing when it sank. So that's playing throughout it. And let's see. And then the creaking, though. You want to talk about the creeping? Creeping?
The creeping?
Mm-hmm. The creeping of the ship?
Well, the Titanic actually had a crush on the USS Enterprise.
There's an unspoken time travel element to the sketch.
There is.
But the boat creaking the whole time.
Was just my office chair. When you spun back and forth, it would go, wee, 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 wee. And so then we recorded that. Jay slowed it down quite a bit,
mm-hmm.
And then it made then that made the sound of.
It must have been like 1,000% or something that I slowed it down. It was kind of crazy. And I think we added a little echo to it also. There's echo added to all of it because yeah. I guess that's the sound of the sea.
Well, you're outside.
Yeah.
So.
It's the sound of the sea. It's
echoing off the icebergs.
Is there any water sound effects in this now that I think about it? There's no like, there wouldn't, I mean, it was, I guess there were supposed to be calm waters anyway, but there's not any like, or anything like that, I don't think.
No, I think we had the creaking for that.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, that's enough.
And then there's the flares, so that would have been too many sounds.
That's also true. And then, like, the other one, when we cut to a segment of the ship, that's right, because we're going back and forth between this ship and a rescue ship, the Titanic and a rescue ship.
That we'll put rescue in quotes as well, quotes. Shall we?
Yeah, because they're retarded. And then we go back to the Titanic, and at that point, there's a bunch of burbling, which I think, because the joke is then, hey, we meet on another part of the Titanic. I think it was just basically your or my face in a bucket, right?
Yeah, we just, we wrapped the mic in a plastic Ziploc.
Oh, that's right, Ziploc, in like a Ziploc.
And put it in the water. It was just like one of those, like one mixing bowl,
mm-hmm.
And just put our face in the bowl full of water and just started. At the end, you can hear when the face comes out of the water.
Oh, that's right. What were you? Do you know what you or I were saying? I think it was you. I think it was your face in the ship, in the bucket, in the bowl, whatever it was.
The bucket bowl ship.
The bucket bowl ship. You have no idea what you're saying, do you?
I have no idea.
Oh, God damn it. I was looking to see if I had written something like, here's a suggestion, but no. Okay, so no, here's the joke. Just... Right. So Captain says, damn you, man, you are dismissed. And you say, oh, thank you, sir. I've been up all night. Should the Captain need me, sir? I'll be in my quarters. Good night, Captain. Then I say, the Captain says, semen. A passing man says, feces. And then I say, oh, shut up. And then a passing man says, I'm sorry. I thought we were playing the yelling out excretions game. And then...
That's right.
Jesus fucking Christ. Although, now, I'm smiling because I actually kind of like that joke. I don't think I should. But it's, I mean, even like the way language is used in this, it's just like, yeah, Monty Python. Like, there's no, mm-hmm. like, that's all. But I mean, and there's still part of me that would be fine if Monty Python even made a new shitty comedy album. Even if it wasn't great, like, I'd still... It's because it's super English, and I find that shit really funny. It would be fun. Remember anything else about recording this? I gotta see if I have those photos of us doing that.
I just remember we recorded a lot of the Foley all at once.
Yeah.
We did the sparkler. We had to be outside, I think, to record the sparklers.
Oh, that's right, because sparklers were the flares. Were like the initial part of the flares.
And I think we slowed those down, too.
Probably.
To get the deeper sound instead of the really high pitch. That was a challenge because we had to get it right next to the sparkler.
Without melting that really the crappy microphone that we had.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, would be crappy for now and no longer works. But number one, I do still own it. And number two, and our pee popper, by the way, was a fucking sock. Tube sock. But... Yeah, I mean, it was good because we're like, hey, cool, this does stereo. But I think all the stereo work we did was in post.
Yep.
Because I don't know. That was another thing that attitude is like, I think some of the flares do go from like left to right slowly, but like
they do.
Only panning a little. But and the other thing is I edit all my audio now in Premiere, like Ho Christmas Tree was cut in Premiere. I cut my podcast in Premiere. Is that how you do the podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah. So... Just because it's simple, it doesn't take much, and if you use a WAV file, it doesn't create any additional audio files that you have to go delete later that are gigantic.
Yeah.
So,
but it has multi-tracks. That's the thing. Like, multi-track is cool now. That was not... I had Gold Wave, which is what I'm recording my end of things now on, because it only has the one track. But, like, it was copy, mix, paste, copy, mix, paste, slowly but surely. And each element had to be pre-faded and pre-stereoized.
Yeah.
So that it would, like, oh, this is going to go from left to right and then back to left again. Cool. Now I can copy and mix, paste. Oh, didn't go in the right section. Let me go back a few, like, segments. There we go. Timing right. Timing was perfect. So there was a lot, honestly, a lot more work put into this. And
it would make it very difficult to release a remastered version.
Yeah, it would. I would do it because I'm a nerd.
We'd have to re-edit it basically from scratch.
Yeah, and that's not something I'm in the mood to do right now. Although, what would be great... Okay, here's what I say we do. Is if we decide we want to put the effort in at some point, and we can maybe get somebody to either redo the music or get the rights or just decide to release it for free again, I feel like we should do exactly what you're talking about. Wouldn't make sense earlier, and just do way more, layer too many sound effects at some point. Like, we should have a lot of water, and then just, like, a whole conversation going off in this corner, and, like, it's just gigantic, fucking master it in 5.1, and just go balls out on this dumb thing that we wrote when we were 19.
Yeah.
Sorry, that was a loud noise. I'm going into the closet of magic. Here we go.
Oh, he's disappeared. Mr. Tumnus! Mr. Tumnus is what Ares' brother calls his penis.
Oh, God.
Jesus Christ. I can't. By the way, everyone, this is off screen, so I can't see. This is all, like, cartoon sound effects.
I grabbed the box with all the wrong stuff in it after all that work.
Way to fucking go, dude.
It's gonna go over here now. Well... Anyway, I'll find those and scan them, but I do have photos of us recording, you sort of pretending to be doing filthy things to the microphone, and it's a lot. Oh, no, I'm doing that. That's me doing that. Yeah, it's no surprise. But, yeah, so we record, and I wrote this in June. Where do those go? I have to go by the modified dates on all these to figure out when they're actually written, because they've been copied from hard drive to hard drive to hard drive. But I writ them in June of 2000, and then it took forever to realize that this was actually released in 2001, after thinking for years it was released in 1999. This is why we hired Janet, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So yeah, June of 2000, and then we probably, I guess I can check and see when we recorded it. It's not that important. It's of minor interest, though, to me, and me alone.
Yeah.
So it's new, Dan. Go Miller.
I'll be going to Oregon soon.
Is that's wedding time? Did I get it right this time?
No.
God damn it! She lives in Seattle. Why are you going to Oregon now?
Same reason why I went to Washington.
Oh, all right. We're gonna have to do another road episode. Are you gonna be there as long this time?
I hope not.
Oh yeah. Oh, how long were you there for?
In Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Like a full work week.
Oh. Ugh.
I was in Spokane for 3 days.
We recorded these a full year later and released it a month later. So what that means is, like, we somehow managed to put this together in a month. That's weird to me.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. That's a slipping sound effect. Oh, okay, so that one was recorded in May. So May and June. So we took some time to do this.
Okay, good.
Mm-hmm. Not much. Only a couple weeks to record it, and then I probably took 2 or 3 weeks to put it together, and then we put it on mp3.com when that was still a thing. I mean, at least there are some, and I've been trying to put us up on other, what's funny is, like, putting up our almost 15-year-old album on these new things, and they're like, you know, but should go up there. I do want to do, like, an official re-release of it, but like I said, I don't know when that'll be possible, because I can't really sell it.
There's, where is it? Shoestrings. I saw a thing.
You saw a thing.
Audio Boom.
Uh-huh. Wait, Audio Boom.
That's Comedy on Vinyl.
Yeah.
I saw a thing. Mm-hmm. I saw one of those random sites that I think actually scraped it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I've put it on, well, I don't know the last time I actually put it on another website.
Pure Volume.
Pure Volume, yes. Now, I don't think it still exists, though, Pure Volume. Or does it?
Yeah, it does.
It
does? It's there.
Wait, which one doesn't? Oh, IUMA, which was this other thing. That one I hosted one or two of the T track from Jenny is a Sleut, the unfinished album. I put that up there. Then that ended up, anything that was on iYuma or many things that were on iYuma ended up on archive.org somehow. And then from there,
they might have bought the archive.
They might have. And then that ended up on YouTube. And then I had them pull it down, and I'm like, why did I have them pull it down? I'm fine with it being up there. So I had them put it back up. So it's back up there. I was just like, wait, I can't make any money off of this anyway. Why not have people see it? And it's archived, and that's kind of fun. So the T-track should still be up there. I don't know about Shoestrings, though. I thought Shoestrings was... But that is on Pure Volume. So we do... Kids, if you use Pure Volume or have any idea what that is and don't think that it sounds like...
None of them are playing, though.
A shampoo. Oh, really? Oh, boy. I mean, I want to put our stuff maybe on, I don't know, SoundCloud is possible. SoundCloud costs money. I'm just trying to put our stuff on all the free shit. Like Bandcamp, maybe. Bandcamp is a site, but I don't know if that one costs money.
Have we reestablished the Dan J's Comedy Hour profile on MySpace? Because that's music-focused now.
Oh, that's true. I have not touched it. I think I reinstated it, but I have not touched it since I did. You should look. It would be DJC Hour, obviously. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Because, you know, everyone loves the MySpace.
Yeah, of course. They'll come back, Dan. They'll come crawling back.
Photos from Jason Klum, DJC Hour, on MySpace.
Is there anything up there of any use? I really freaked people out, by the way, with my photo of myself and the teddy bears the other day.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, people are like, what is going on? And I have not put up the joint photos yet. Those have to go up at some point. Actually, that one was up from a few years ago, and then I just made it my profile picture again for the first time in a while. Where are the... Because were these Walmart? These were Walmart photos that we did, right?
Yep.
Yeah, so we went to Walmart.
Because they do the one real photo.
Yeah.
And then they do the... They're like, well, we need to take 6 photos, and you choose one.
That's right.
And so, you know, I worked there and everything, and so... They're just like, you know, take the one, and then the other 5 or 6, we could just fuck around. They would give us the print of the one print of it.
Mm-hmm. So we have us with as many props as they had. I think, again, it was mostly just stuffed animals, though, which is great.
Mm-hmm. I have the one where I'm the Easter Tooth Fairy.
Oh, my God, that's right. And then we did another one a few years later with you, me, and Ren.
Uh-huh.
If I just search for Walmart photos on here, maybe that'll show up.
I have them on my site.
You do?
I don't know if they're easily accessible at the moment.
I don't know, Dan.
They are there.
Oh, what's your beer sponsor for this episode, Dan?
I am drinking Blue Moon Blackberry Tart Ale.
What? That sounds
it's
really good.
It's exclusive to their current seasonal 12-pack.
That sounds really good.
It's interesting. It's tartier than you would expect from a berry beer.
Well, it's not tartier than I would expect from something called Blackberry Tart, to be fair.
You don't know. You didn't
I'm just
it.
Saying, Dan. Just saying. That's true. I do not know. I'm just saying tart would not surprise me.
No.
That's what I'm saying. You get what I'm saying, Dan?
You get what you're thinking.
My beer sponsor is Firestone Walker 805. Jen and I had this on our honeymoon. Our mini-moon.
Ooh. Our mini moon.
This is like a Central Coast California brewery, and I got a 24-pack for her birthday because it was reasonably priced, and it's quite good. It's good. It's just nice. A basic beer.
Ow.
It's yellow, orange.
It's such a basic beer. It's
such a basic beer. Oh my God. You're so basic.
B-A-S-I-C. You're basic. You're basic.
Am I?
Right?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
That's where that comes from, right? That song?
Yeah, I think that's right. I feel like we should announce to people that we're going to try and make things up to them for, as you guys might remember in the early, late 90s, early 2000s, we did have a number of prequels to our work that people were not very happy with. And since then, people have been quite upset. So we recently released a trailer for the next Dan and Jay's Comedy Hour project to come out. This is it's the newest one. It's your favorite characters are coming back, that great iconic,
but we're
music.
Not gonna tell you which.
No, not
I mean,
of course not.
I mean, what's great is that we had that cast of 5,000, and so, you know, picking 2,000 was challenging, but we did it.
It was challenging, but I mean, you know, several of them have died, you know, and that's great. I mean, it's great for us.
just for the choice. We miss him. We miss him. Love you guys. You know, big up. But I'm just saying, it makes it a little easier.
It does.
So, I mean, hopefully, you know, I mean, I haven't, you know, I don't like to check the numbers right away. We released it this week. Hopefully it's, you know, been seen by everybody and gone viral. So you guys will be super excited for the next episode of, you know, our biggest work, our greatest work.
Yeah.
I don't know that any of that had, none of that made any sense. I tried hard.
And that's all we ask for, Jason, is that
as long as I try.
Make an earnest attempt.
Mm-hmm. Wait. You want to make a new Ernest movie? Can we do that? Is that possible?
Hey, Vern. No, we can't because neither of us have a photographic memory like he did.
What?
He had a photographic memory.
Jim Varney had a photographic memory?
So, well, that's why he became so famous for doing local commercials,
right?
Because he would read a script and once.
Uh-huh.
And then be able to do 50 different versions of that script with a different company name in it for local people.
Holy shit. I mean, I knew he did it for a number of different companies, but wow.
Yeah, he apparently, he could just remember that shit first read and just kick it out.
That's really weird to me. That's kind of awesome. I mean, wow.
Yeah, I was reading his Wikipedia entry, and I'm like, dude, this guy was fascinating.
Why can I ask why you were reading Jim Varney's Wikipedia entry?
Someone posted a link to it off of Reddit talking about the fact that he had a photographic memory.
All right, easy enough. Was there anything more fascinating than that? I'm just curious.
Oh, I think it turned out he was actually a pretty cool dude.
Super fascinating. He was a cool dude.
Shut up, he was. was it... He's the fourth child and only son of Nancy Louise.
Oh, well, there we go.
And James Albert Varney Sr.
Damn it, Dan. Why didn't he go by Jim Varney Jr.? Was he ashamed?
Well, apparently so. Oh,
that's sad.
Oh, they had a whole list of his relatives that he invented for his show in his commercials.
Oh, stuff. That's right. And I know he, every once in a while, would play some of them, like his aunt or what have you.
Yeah, his aunt. I think he played his own son.
I need to tell you right now, I'm having very little luck finding any pictures from Walmart other than me and the bears and you and I together.
The bears!
God damn it. Sorry. God damn it. Go shoot yourself. but there are other ones, are there not? Were there just the two? Oh, yeah. There can't be just the two.
No, there are a bunch. Hold on.
Because I know the ones from you, me, and Ren, that photo shoot, I have all those. But the ones of you and me, I cannot find. And this is around the time where we had both decided to bleach our hair. And dye it purple. And
my bleach did like nothing.
Well, no, of course not. Your hair is way too dark. We could have done it, but it would have taken two normal kits probably to even come close. Yeah. My hair bleached very easily and looked very weird.
Much like your bunghole.
It's true. I can't deny that. It would be silly. Nope. Silly to deny.
Okay, so let's see.
No, don't see. Don't do it. Don't do it. I'm trying to see what happened this week. Last week I announced the Million McFly March and put that on.
Oh, yes. Why don't you discuss that, Jason?
All right, Dan. I'm going to do that. So we have a few months, well, actually, a couple years ago, I wanted to do a flash mob type thing where people would dress up as Marty McFly. I happen to live near the Burger King in Burbank where Marty first skateboards out at the beginning of the first Back to the Future. And I've been wanting to do something there on October 21st, 2015, which is the date to which Marty travels in Back to the Future 2. So combine both of those things. I wanted to do a flash mob, and then I kind of realized, well, this flash mob's not going to be so easy. We'd probably get kicked out very quick, and it wouldn't be nearly as noticeable. It wouldn't do as much good as if we made it a fundraiser. So I contacted the people at Team Fox, which is Michael J. Fox Foundation's little like fundraising team. You donate $50, which is what I did. You get to start your own official little thing, and I got permission from the Burger King, and basically it's called the Million McFly March. You can look that up on Facebook. It's very easy to find, and people are just going to come dressed as Marty McFly, and it's going to be a fundraiser. I'm working on what the specifics of each kind of fundraiser is going to be, if there's going to be any. I want to see if we can get anybody to like donate something that could be a few things that could be auctioned off. See if we can get the permits to maybe make it an actual physical march to somewhere, or, you know, just do fun shit.
do fun shit, and then help raise money for actual Parkinson's research. It's not an awareness thing. The awareness comes from Michael J. Fox being involved. It's an actual research thing. And I think they said, I read recently, that because of a generous giant donation, all of their stuff can go to research now, whereas probably more of the donations went to, like, overhead first. So right. This giant donation probably covered a lot of their overhead, so now all the money you donate goes to actual research.
Yay!
So that's nice. And
so that's better than the Susan G. Komen bullshit.
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right. As nice as awareness is, it'd be great if that awareness actually led you to helping people research and fix the problem.
Yeah.
So.
Well, but it would be one thing. Yeah, it's like, donate to us so we can raise awareness.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, everyone has cancer, so how are we fixing it? What are you doing to fix it? There's breast cancer out there. Right, now I'm aware.
So, mm-hmm. How do we...
Yeah, you are. Our work here is done.
Yeah, so it can be problematic. So this will be fun. Yeah. And it's a fun way to do it. And I can't call it an official commitment yet. It's not like a big name that people would know. But I have a buddy who has a very popular soft serve truck out here that is probably going to come and will probably, I'm hoping, show off his screen-used hoverboard. At least in a case in his truck, because I want people to see that. Yeah,
and then soft serve ice cream.
Well, yeah, that's not going to be in a case, so you'll be able to eat that.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So, hey, guys, look, cone. Very nice, right? Nice cone.
Yeah.
Watching off this cone. Yeah. So that'll be fun. So, and it's, you know, it's a Stolen Dress Entertainment joint, and we're gonna do it in Burbank.
Joint.
But I also think, like, hopefully it'll be something that expands where other people will be like, oh, well, I should do the exact same thing in my city because I can't come out to you. Although, if you want to come out, please come out because it's going to be fun. Like I said, it's officially in conjunction with Team Fox, and we have permission of the Burger King to gather there and make asses of ourselves. Yay. I kind of, like, ideally, I would love if, because I've contacted Universal, a few different people at Universal, and I'm hoping that they can, it'd be great if they give me props or, like, if the facade DeLorean. For...
Is anyone bringing a DeLorean?
Oh, I know there will be. There has to. Because drinking game fans came to Back to the Future, the first Back to the Future I did, and they were in full regalia, really good hoverboard props, and brought their DeLorean with them. And
nice.
So we've got... The whole cast took photos with the DeLorean, and shit looked awesome. I really want... That would be cool. And I if, like, the facade to Doc Brown's garage, because that's what the Burger King is. It's next door to Doc Brown's garage because his shitty mansion is somehow now next to a Burger King in the 80s. And he goes out of the, and there's the facade there, but that's all you see. You don't see anything else. And so he skateboards out of that, grabs onto a truck, and goes. So
right.
I did email Robert Zemeckis' people, and while he wanted to come, he can't because he's actually shooting a movie at that exact time, which blows balls. But I've contacted a number of people.
Well, he's filming Back to the Future 4.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly right. Starring Justin Bieber. Do you remember hearing that rumor? Somebody was trying to spread that rumor at
one
point.
I'm glad I never did.
Yeah, because I was just like, this is probably not true, but I'm upset that it's realistic enough that I believe it. And I don't want that idea in my head ever.
Well, Justin Bieber hasn't done the movie circuit like Britney Spears has yet, so...
Hopefully that's not going to ever happen. Nobody...
It
I mean,
always happens, though, dude. It's true. I mean, he already had a movie, but the movie was a concert.
Right, right. Maybe he'll be the new member of One Direction. Aren't we, Dan? Are you as sad as I am?
I miss Zach.
Oh, God. What are we going to do? Like, how am I going to know that I'm beautiful? Because I don't know that I'm beautiful.
Jason?
Mm-hmm?
You're beautiful, no matter what they say.
Is
that's
it?
Because that's all I don't, I can't, like, keep, no, I just can't keep going singing that to you.
All right, fine.
Because it hurts every time I lie.
You have a very odd disease. It's like
I do.
Pinocchioism, but it really, mm-hmm. really hurts.
I sent you a link.
Oh, you sent me a link. In what manner? On the Googles?
On the Googles.
All right, let's see here. I'm just going to look at my phone because I don't have it open on my thing. This says... Oh, here we go. Yep. Oh, here we go. This is really
the
exciting.
The numbered ones are the Ren ones, and okay. the named ones are
us. The named ones are us. Oh, there we go. Yeah, see, why don't I have these on my goddamn computer? I'm going to have to look it up, because this one is named the same thing on my computer, so I must have these somewhere. Yep, Dan is the Easter Tooth Bunny Fairy. Wait, do you have a fucking pearl necklace on in that, too? Yeah, you do. That is amazing. Your hair did dye, like, you know, the purple did
show up. It showed up really well in photos.
Yeah. Oh, here we are trying to look sexy. Me and my Red Barrel shirt. Did I tell you I still have my Red Barrel shirt and I don't know what to
really?
Do with that? Yeah, I do. Here's the problem with it, Dan. I have washed it so many times, and since it was in a Taco Bell, there are stains and a feel about the thing that just will not go away. Like, I like it. It's like a comfortable shirt outside of the, like, knowledge that it's gross. So I think I might just, like, I don't know, cut the Red Barrel logo off and put it on. Like, I've got all these old shirts that are falling apart. I'm just, like, a sad man in that way. I've got all these shirts that I'm sure you will remember seeing because I've had them since junior high.
Right.
George's 50 is almost, it's getting to the point where I can't wear George's 50 in public now. I saw a hole in it recently.
Am I wearing my Big Sur shirt?
I don't know. It's a tie-dyed shirt, so probably.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. You had visited California at that point.
I had, and that was the shirt I got.
Were you still dating that girl at the time?
Doing it? Probably. I don't know.
What's her name? Let's get her on the podcast. Let's make this podcast all Dan's exes. Let's get them all on the podcast.
Make it a soap opera. All Dan's exes.
That'd be great.
Like sand through your butthole. These are all of Dan's exes.
What if those were like a giant portion of our listeners were your ex-girlfriends for some reason? That'd be fantastic. I don't know why it would be fantastic.
Well, the fluffy-haired ex-girlfriend
mm-hmm.
has two kids now.
Oh my god. Really? That's crazy. Wait, was she... I know we're not saying names. She the one that I did the Jack and Diane parody for you to?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, that one. Okay.
Yeah, she's smooth. Got two kids now.
That's how I express my love for my friends is I make Weird Al parodies. That's the only time I've done that, but I did it. Like Weird Al style parodies.
Yep.
Which he later did. He did Homer and Marge in The Simpsons.
He did.
Mm-hmm. They need to release like a special thing of Weird Al stuff that he's done on other shows because the shit on 30 Rock was fantastic.
Really?
Oh, did you ever see that? You never saw?
I need to watch 30 Rock again. I might have seen it when it came out, but...
It was...
I don't remember it.
I think it was the last season, and in it, he does a like, they write a very dumb parody song for him that is... I can't remember what it's supposed to be. It might not even be parodying a real song, but he's doing it. And then part of the plot is that... that's what it is. That Jenna... I think he parodies Jenna's song, and then Jenna's like, I need to make a song that's unparodyable. So... Even though she's starting to write these kind of nice lyrics, she's like, she makes them stupid and about food and dumb, and then when he parodies it, it becomes this uber patriotic song that everybody loves.
So you know what? I vaguely remember that.
It's such a good episode. And at the very end, he does a cover of the 30 Rock theme song just with his own lyrics. It's great.
Nice.
Yeah.
I do very vaguely remember that. I'm going to have to watch that episode now.
Yeah, it's a good episode. And he's done, you know, Simpsons a few times, and
yep.
There just needs to be a collection of off... You know, off album tracks.
Yeah, he was on Garfunkel and Oates.
Was he? I didn't watch that show. I watched the beginning of the first episode and I was like,
it's one of those shows. It's not amazing.
Yeah.
It's not like one of those shows that just makes you want to, like, eat it as fast as you can.
Mm-hmm.
But it's one of those ones that, you know, when there's nothing else on,
yeah.
It's fun to just let it run through, let Netflix just say keep playing.
Okay.
So
I'll need to sit and watch it again. I had trouble with the first episode just because it was a little.
The first one's rougher than the others. It gets better after that one.
Okay, because they're
it's the first one. They're still trying. They're trying to get their YouTube stuff in the show.
Yeah.
And all that.
Sure.
But it's basically. I forget. They say something about like musicians.
Mm-hmm.
And then he gets pissed at them because they're showing no respect or something uh-huh. like that.
I like
even though they just say a sentence and he just gets pissed at him and walks off.
I like when he gives kind of his seal of approval to people who aren't doing the kind of music he does, which is just shows what kind of a cool guy he is, that he just uh-huh. appreciates good work even though he won't swear in his own stuff.
Yeah.
He's so fascinating. I know. We're gonna I could fawn over him all day. I could, you know. But Weird Al's the best, and when he comes on this podcast, Like, we'll do a regular bit with Weird Al.
Yes.
That'd be great. Can you imagine? I mean, he'll have very little choice, because I'm not going to let him out for food.
Right. That's just how it do.
Oh, my God. This is a loud headphone set. So, you know what? Hold on. I was going to look this up. No, don't hold on. Talk if you want to talk. But Jen had a really good idea for a segment on the show a while back. And I was going to bring it up last week, and I didn't. I forgot to. Actually, a couple weeks ago. She just thought it would be fun to talk about, to have a segment called Schadenfreude. But instead of talking about stuff that other people have done that's super embarrassing, if we talk about something we've done that's super embarrassing or painful, which I think is like, that actually is the theme of the podcast, but I feel like the segment can come up if we haven't talked about anything embarrassing in a while. And I thought I would talk about, right after we came up with that idea, not long after, I want to assume I was sober, but I don't know if that was the case. I had to get some things out of the freezer, and I had put a bunch of stuff hastily in the freezer, and like some frozen meals or whatever. I was getting something for Jen. Jen's been kind of achy due to an injury recently. I've been trying to take care of her, get like freezer packs out of the freezer. So I open the freezer, and a freezer pack or a meal falls out, and I catch it like successfully. Like, good job. Another one falls out. I pull a Spider-Man, catch it. Third one, I no longer have any room. It falls, and I don't know if I instinctively caught it with my crotch or if it just fell. It just wailed me in the balls, and I just fell to the floor. And just, like, it was just a perfect whop, whop, poof, right into my balls. And so there's my Schadenfreude for the week for you guys, so you guys can enjoy my pain.
Enjoy that, guys.
It was good.
It
was
enjoy really it.
Good. And I actually have some... Well, see, I can't mention that because that would just cause you pain. It could just cause you pain. There are three words that if I say right now, people will enjoy your pain. Should I say these three words, Dan?
What are these words,
Jason? These three words, Dan, are candy corn teeth. You can't see the look on his face. Dan's face just puckered up in anger. I'm sorry. I don't think we've talked about it.
Hate it.
Me too. Every time you describe it to me. You want to tell people what it means, Dan?
Do they want to hear what it means? Is the question.
I don't know.
It's a terrible thing.
It is a terrible thing.
Just, I had dreams when I was younger. You know, tooth falling out dreams.
Which is the worst. You
know. Yeah, and they're common.
Yeah.
Except that this dream, my teeth were candy corns. And my gums were kind of gray, and like the physically the state of them and size of my gray gums were literally physically impossible. The laws of physics wouldn't allow it. And I dreamed of these teeth that looked like candy corns were like rolling and falling out of these like goopy like clay gums.
Oh my God, these are new details that I don't recall.
Yeah. And it was just... Thanks, Jay. Now that's back. I'd forgotten about it. And then, there it is.
You forgot about it. I didn't think you'd have forgotten. I thought it was so important in your life. Oh, my God. Well, see, now my computer's being a hooker, or my phone is being a hooker. I actually had an idea for a theme song for the Schadenfreude segment. Now that it's over, and now that I feel bad for hurting you again. I can't.
Sure, sure.
It's true. But either way, so that happened. I had some other notes. Oh, you know what I was thinking about? There's no recorded evidence of this or anything about it, so I don't know how we could ever bring it up otherwise except just talk about it. But have we talked much about the party house on this podcast before?
Maybe in passing.
Maybe in passing.
Never really.
But, like, we definitely have talked about how a lot of what we did growing up as kids was in the barn, is my barn.
Yes.
Back home. Upstate New York, especially where we were, barns are a common thing. I know it sounds weird, but most people talk about their garage. We had a barn. Nice two-story barn. Big enough, honestly, like, that's big enough. If they fixed it up, which, by the way, it has not been fixed up. When I went there, it was scarier and felt like it was going to fall apart. But, like, you could turn that into a guest house if you fixed it up, which is the weird thing. But in one of the rooms was an extra room that I think my dad was using for storage until I eventually badgered him into letting us have it as a playhouse that we called the party house. And I feel like I should put a picture of this online, but I have a flag. We did a party house flag that has our initials on it. Oops, that was loud.
Which I did in the kind of surfer s style. Yeah. No, I think. Well, I think I was influenced. I think.
They're definitely lines. Yeah. And, you know, like all the letters are lines. So there's a JK for me, LK for my sister, MS for muscular sclerosis because we were a charitable organization. No, for Mike Shaver, and DG for Dan Gomeller. There's a peace sign in the middle. It says PH for Party House, or the science word, and then United Comrades of the Party House is what it says around the PH, which is really, really hilarious to me. I don't know whose idea that was. Probably yours, I have to assume.
Probably.
And I don't know, where did that flag hang? Just on the wall?
Yeah, I think we used it for tag or something with neighbors.
Oh, we might have. That makes sense. It makes sense that we wouldn't have done that.
That's where I came up with what I use for my username now. My code name was Red Falcon.
Was that where it came from?
Yeah.
That's from playing tag. That's kind of fantastic. I was looking through some of my old art on the computer recently, and I found out, do you remember, you probably do remember this, kind of something I did that nobody else cared about, or, well, they probably thought it was weird, but tokens?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we had our own currency.
Isn't there a token on the flag?
There's not. Not that I can see.
I think there was originally going to be, and then we turned it into a peace sign.
But there were these little toys you could get. They didn't cost much. They would shoot these little discs, and it came with like 100 of them. And I thought it would be really cool if we used those as coins and could buy things. Now, what we could buy, I think, were maybe candy that I would actually have purchased with my own money. Or maybe stuff I found around the house, or Halloween candy, maybe.
I'm not really sure.
Then eventually it became inconvenient, and what I made and what I found on my computer were bills, 100 token bills that kind of looked like Monopoly money, and those were kind of great. So yeah, we had 100 token bills. We could buy stuff. We had a little, but that's all. Just thought I should bring that up, that we had our own monetary system. So how many other sketch comedy groups or best friends have their own monetary system, Dan?
Let me do a Google search for that.
Do it real quick. Best friend.
How many comedy groups
have
or
best friends? Friend, yeah. Or groups of friends, whatever.
Groups of friends.
All right. Since this is, by the way, I should point out, we started this at 2:00.
Own monetary.
I should probably just do this quickly. This. CO2 is escaping from this Coke bottle very slowly. There we go.
Friends, Wikipedia. Saturday Night Live, Wikipedia. Comedy Central, Wikipedia. How 17 conservative PACs are spending their money. The economics of internet comedy videos. Comedy Club imposes laughable rules for performers. Mm-hmm. Queen Latifah, biography. The Comedy Club, where laughing costs you money.
I mean,
off-Broadway plays, drama, and comedy. Comedy Cellar, comedy clubs.
I mean, we are the Queen Latifah of sketch comedy groups.
The official 20s and 30s social group, San Diego. Togo, facts, information, and pictures. Inside the Koch Brothers' Toxic Empire. Comedy Groupie. Battle over Adam Carolla podcast ends long friendship. Super Troopers 2. Id Girls. Why Friends fake game show. Why the Friends the TV show. Mm-hmm. Fake game show epitomized ensemble comedy. 12 sketch comedy TV shows you can sample right now. Are there topics that should be off limits to comedy? I don't know the answer to your question.
Thank you. No, thank you. I'm glad you did the research. I mean, that's how research is. Like, you walk into, like, if you had done it in a library, like an old person, like, you would have walked in, you've been like,
grabbed like the encyclopedia.
Yeah, just like randomly grab as many books and be like, oh, this kind of looks, this has got the same words. Nope, nothing in there. Never mind. I guess this doesn't exist. Is how that how that would go.
Exactly right.
Exactly right. That's a cat that just went. Is there anything else we should tell people about Titanic? I mean, listen to it. We'll put it on. I'll put it on YouTube before this album, before this episode comes out. So that'll be fun. I'll slowly but surely like put out each track from that album.
You can find it on purevolume.com.
Is the entire album up there or just certain tracks?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. So
my MySpace is nothing.
All right, kids, we need to fix our MySpace. So,
in fact, the DJC Hour lists the name of the user as Jason Klom.
No, well, that's funny.
So I have a feeling even when we had it, we didn't actually
update it. There was not much. I mean, what was that, 2005? So at that point, you weren't even out here yet. So, you know what I was thinking, too, the other day? I wish we had, because at some point we are going to do, we'll do an episode about the trip, the trip to Chicago, the Milford Cooperstown trip, because once that's actually cut together, we can do that. I sort of wish we had more footage from our trip from St. Louis out here, but there's literally, like, you pick up the camera, and you're like, all right, we're going to be in every once in a while, and we never check back in. I never asked you to turn the camera back on.
Nope.
It was a fun trip for the most part, except for me flipping out a couple times, but, like, other than that, it was a fun trip.
That's because we lived it in our minds and not on film.
That's so true, Dan. Not worth it, right? I mean, we can both agree.
No.
Not worth it.
Not worth it even a little
bit.
Like,
what's a memory if you can't, like, move past it and have it in case you want to access it and pretend you're a person?
Exactly.
You know, guys? That's what I'm trying to say. That's why Dan and I are reliving our childhoods on a podcast.
Fact.
Boom. It's a Star Trek shirt you're wearing. Fact. That was nice. Really good. I think, you know, every once in a while, if you're not going to do a 108.6, just a string of sound effects separate from the 108.6 is nice.
It is. It makes you realize that, you know what? You don't need to have radio to have sound effects.
I mean, that is what people turn to radio for.
It is.
Like, oh man, I had just such a rough day. You know, sweetie, you know what I need? I just need to listen to some fucking sound effects, man. How are we going to, wait a minute, terrestrial radio. Click. 108.6 sound effects radio.
And now, Jason in the Dam.
Hey, Dan, you know what I was thinking the other day?
What's going on?
How about you?
I don't know. I was walking down the street the other day, and I saw this hot chick. Woo-hoo! And she was all like, hi. And I'm like, yo, I am the Dan from the Jason and the Dan. And I'm like, hey, get on my jock. And she was all like, no way. And I'm like, just do it. And then the cops showed up. And I went to fucking jail. And I dropped the soap. Oh! 108.6, Jason and the Dam.
Thanks, radio. That's
and so when you turn on the radio, that's what you hear.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I hear. That can't be wrong, right? There's no way that's a delusion.
No, not even a little bit.
Oh, terrestrial radio. How I miss you. Do I miss you? Mm. I don't know if I miss you. I mean, I listen to you every once in a while.
Oh, wow. Yeah, when I listen, it's called, oh, my, I can't find my CDs. That's
exactly right. When I listen to podcasts on the radio, because I don't have a CD player because my car's so old, the one channel that works best and comes in the best is 107.9. And 107.9, by the way, at the total end of the dial, is a religious channel. So it's really funny to listen to people talking about dicks and farts and whatever and some dumb meme. And then all of a sudden, literally in the morning, every morning, there's the same preacher's like, and God will blah, 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 blah. I'm like, holy fuck, like right at the end of like a funny podcast, I'm just like, I get angry at them every time, and it's very funny. Wakes you up. Wakes you right the fuck up.
I believe that.
Oh boy. I don't even know what that was. It's like,
that was you verting, apparently.
Indistinguishable audio radio. Minga, minga, minga.
Inappropriate soundtrack radio. So I was walking down the street the other day. And I saw this hot chick. And I was like, ooh, you are sexy. 108.6, inappropriate soundtrack radio.
That I would listen to. That I would have to listen to.
Yeah, I imagine so.
All right, kids. Thank you for listening. I think you should, I know you should, go listen to Titanic. I'll put clip of it in here, but, you know, go listen on YouTube.
Go listen to the radio!
Go to purevolume.com.
I couldn't get it to play, but maybe you can.
Go to weirdal.com. I mean, just cause.
Just go there, man.
If anybody in the audience is going to be at the Weird Al concert at the Greek in September, I will be there.
I'm waiting for them to announce Boise.
Wait, they haven't yet?
I haven't seen any.
God damn it. Tweet at him.
He usually does, mm-hmm. So it's kind of...
Yeah. Might be a county show, right? County fair? Is that what he does out there typically?
He did last year, but then he had a regular concert too, I think.
Oh, okay. Well, you should go. We'll have to compare notes.
Let's see if anything's up.
You should do. Go check it real quick before we leave, because I want to make sure everybody knows. 108.6,
Dan, checking Weird Al's website radio. To tour dates. Let's see.
I'm going to a karaoke party tonight, and I kind of really want to just pick some song that I know the Weird Al lyrics to, have them play it, and just do that instead. Because the buddy whose birthday it is, he's also going to Weird Al in September, so. Close enough, I think, to throw things to. It'll be fun.
No Idaho yet.
What?
If ever.
What the fuck, Weird Al? Weird Al, get on the ball on this.
What the shit, man?
Exactly right. I mean, he'll have to do most of his, you know, his lesser-known conservative tracks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those ones are... They don't really play so well in the blue states, I guess. Or in the red states? The blue states. That's right. I've already forgotten what those mean.
We're red state, Jason.
Right.
Because they have bumper stickers that go in the car that say Blue Girl, Red State.
Wait, Blue Girl, Red State?
Yeah, for those who are liberals, but they're in Idaho.
Oh, I see. Just so they know... People know who to harass.
Exactly. Okay. And then there's, like, Red Girl, Red State, and she's, like, standing there holding, like, a machine gun and shit.
Of course she is. Fucking a moose. Right. I think that's how that goes, right? You fuck a moose?
Yeah. Fuck a moose.
Fuck a moose, everybody.
Aye.
I don't think that can be our last words for this podcast. Not fuck a moose.
Fuck a moose.
Okay, Dan, you can't just make that your last words, I said.
Fuck a moose.
All right, I'm going to say...
It's like Pompaloose, but fuck a moose.
Right. Well, then I guess I'll make my last word... semen. No.
Feces!
Feces.
That's what it was, too. I think I did it was a really... Yeah. Flaming.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm sure you did. We have a recording of that, and if I can find it, then that'll be at the end of the
game. I'm sorry, I thought we were playing the yelling out excretions game.
Yeah, I think you're right. I'll try and find the clip of the excretions guy. Anyway, guys, listen to it.
That's my favorite SNL character.
Which guy?
Excretions guy?
Might as well be. God damn it. Lilu, do you want to have the final? Come here, Lilu. I'm going to have you have the final word of the podcast. Come here. Come on. Yeah. Come here. I'm going to pick you up. Come here, buddy. All right, everybody. This is Lilu. Lilu, what do you have to say? What's your final word of the podcast? What do you say?
Oh, sure. Now she clams up.
Lilu, say something. Lilu. Get Lilu to talk. She won't talk on the podcast.
Dan and Jay's Comedy Hour, the podcast, is a Stolen Dress Entertainment production. It's hosted by Dan Gomiller and Jason Klom and is edited by Jason Klom and produced by Maury Povich. The Dan and Jay's Community Service theme song was composed and performed by Brian Magic Hands Madison. Visit StolenDress.com to listen to our other podcasts, read our blogs, read our tweets, watch our videos, and read our books. Please subscribe on iTunes, rate us highly, and write us a shining review. You can like us on Facebook.com/DJCHour, follow us on Twitter @DJCHour, and find everything in one place at DanandJay.com.
You are dismissed!
Oh, thank you, sir. I've been up all night. Should the captain need me, sir, I'll be in my quarters. Good night, Captain.
Seaman!
Feces!
Oh, shut up!
I'm sorry, I thought we were playing the yelling out excretions game.
Crewman Schilling, I think you'll find your bunk a bit wet.
No, sir, it'll have dried off from this morning.